USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House making it clear as the new year approaches that its top priority now is getting that Build Back Better social spending plan passed. The Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says there's a lot in that bill that Republicans would support, but there's plenty more that they will not.
Of course there are things in there that you could be for, but I don't see how anybody could in good conscience support a bill that is putting another $5 trillion into the economy over a decade, and an awful lot of that goes into the economy immediately. 6.8% inflation could become something bigger than that, and 6.8% is way bigger than we can handle right now.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Over 4,000 domestic flights impacted by delays or cancellations again today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Word is the Department of Defense is going to cut the cost of living allowance for many troops in the upcoming year. Stars and Stripes is reporting nearly 50,000 troops living in the continental U.S. will be affected by this change. The department is cutting the stipend from troops living in 15 metropolitan areas and 21 non-metro counties, including Washington, D.C. and Boston. 6 metro areas and 20 non-metro counties will remain on the list for the stipend next year. That includes New York City, Long Island, Boulder, Colorado, and San Francisco. New Year's Eve celebrations in some U.S. cities now being cut back because of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Good example is New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city's Times Square midnight ball drop event is likely to go on, but will be scaled back. Berlin, London, Paris, and Rome canceling their normal celebrations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The holiday period has brought a deadly shark attack out west. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Police in California say a surfer has died after he was attacked by a great white shark. The body of a male surfer was found in the water off Morro Bay State Park, which is about 225 miles north of Los Angeles. The death is under investigation. Beachgoers were told to stay out of the water for 24 hours following the attack. This is the first fatal shark attack in San Luis Obispo County in 18 years.
Saturday was like Christmas in July for some cities in the central U.S. Dallas, Texas, setting a Christmas Day record with a high temperature of 81 degrees on Saturday. Waco also had a record high 81. Further north, Cincy recorded its warmest Christmas Day ever, hitting 67 degrees. The Powerball jackpot's getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in the last drawing, so that means Monday's jackpot will be worth $416 million. Saturday's numbers were, for the record, 27, 29, 45, 55, 58. Powerball number was 2. Tickets matching 5 numbers but missing the Powerball number were sold in California, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Those tickets are worth $1 million bucks each. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.